Outside the Odeon in London Road, Bob Dylan smokes a cigarette, wild mercury in his veins. It's May 14th, 1966, and any day now a solar eclipse will pass across these paving stones, a black sun casting shadows on the ruins of this post-war city. Hopped up on Benzedrine, hair like tarantulas, Dylan shines like neon. 2. Bob Dylan blows smoke rings into the face of Julie Andrews on a Sound of Music poster, watched by the old women sipping rum in the Lord Warden pub. He nods to these broken-down Medusas and gap-toothed sirens guarding the entrance to Hades. 3. Old drunks remembering that day a year ago when the Beatles drove their Austin Princess to the Odeon through crowds of screaming girls. 200,000 people lining the streets to catch a glimpse of John, Paul, George and Ringo. The Liverpool City Police Band playing the theme from Zed Cars as John Lennon gives a Nazi salute. 4. I want to stand on London Road and watch as Ray and Julie dance along its gutters. And I want to find that old cassette of love poems they recorded for each other. I want to see my grandfather drive his horse and cart up London Road, carrying ice to P. Galkov family butchers. And I want to pick up a cigarette butt Bob Dylan smoked in 1966 and keep it as a sacred relic. Dylan glides in a limousine through the city. TV sets and radios are blasting out the FA Cup final. Everton are beating Sheffield Wednesday 3-2. Mike Treblecock gets 2 goals and Derek Temple 1. The streets are deserted, but for the urchin kids of Dublin Street, stirring with this visitor from Mars. They have their photos taken with him down the Liverpool docks, his black shades hiding his amphetamine eyes. Arthur Rambo drank just down the road from here on Commutation Row in 1877, on his way from Java to Le Havre. Jack Kerouac played billiards in the Seaman's Mission in 1943, and had sex up against a statue with a prostitute called Lillian. Bob Dylan is a lightning conductor, fusing the lights of London Road with the electricity of poets. It is May 14th, 1966, and the world is about to change. Two small children, Ray and Julie, say their prayers. Across the rooftops, Bob Dylan's voice sneers, while Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white and blue shoestrings, and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Rolling along London Road, filtering through keyholes and beneath the cracks of bedroom doors, like lullabies sung by drunken sandmen. Dead cinemas of Liverpool are car parks now and lap dance clubs, or tumbling into ribald heaps of buddleia and willow herb. Across the street from the Odeon, old men and women sit in the pub where their grandparents sat, looking at an empty hall where the Dream Palace once echoed with Stratocasters and chaos. 9. The ghosts of long dead lovers kiss in car parks where old cinemas once stood. If you listen, you can hear them whisper, glimpse their tender fingers touching underneath the dust-flecked green, the ghost breath of their desire, their murmured croon echoing through dreamland. If you listen, you can hear the sound of London Road on May 14th. sounds like.